Lesson 4, Community Scorecards Step by Step. Another approach for service delivery monitoring is with community scorecards that provide more direct interaction between providers and community members. The community scorecard process is meant to help you guide in a participatory process of documenting specific gaps in service delivery at the local level and making suggestions for improvement. This approach empowers citizens to provide immediate feedback to service providers by facilitating direct contact. When you complete this lesson, you will be able to identify the strengths and challenges of a community scorecard monitoring effort and understand the steps of implementing a community scorecard monitoring effort. Strengths and challenges of community scorecards. The community scorecard process is a participatory, community-based monitoring and evaluation tool that enables citizens to assess the quality of public service such as health center, a school, public transport, water, waste disposal, and so on. It is used to inform community members about available services and what citizens are entitled to by law, as well as to find out their opinions about the accessibility and quality of these services. There are three strengths and three challenges of implementing a community scorecard project to monitor service delivery. The strengths include 1. The scorecard process allows citizens to understand entitlements and discuss community needs together. 2. This is a community-level process which brings together service providers and users to discuss ways of improving service quality. And 3. The process gives the community members and community leaders a better understanding of the productive role that citizens can play in promoting government accountability. The challenges include 1. Community scorecard process relies on good quality facilitators, which may not be available. 2. It may be challenging or undesirable to organize community meetings. And 3. Service providers or government officials may react defensively if and when presented with the information that citizens feel their performance could be improved. How do you prepare a community scorecard? Based on what you have learned through your background research, identify the one or two most important services or projects that you would like your monitoring exercise to focus on. This will depend on what services or projects are managed and/or implemented at the local level and what is of importance to the community. Determine who you would like to include in your monitoring project. In addition to the community members you surveyed or met with during the research phase of the project, it is critical to ensure that you include a variety of people that use the service to capture different perspectives from different types of users. Be sure to reach out to potentially marginalized groups of people, such as women, young people, religious and ethnic minorities, and people with disabilities. To implement scorecard activities, you need to follow 5 steps. Identify a meeting venue. Determine meeting times. Invite participants. Develop materials. And gather supplies such as paper, pen, flip charts, and markers. The first step is to organize 2 community meetings. There are 2 main goals for the community meetings. First is to identify what resources are supposed to be allocated to the service provider compared with what resources are actually allocated. And second is to assess the performance of the service provider. The first meeting should focus on documenting service delivery resource allocation. The goal of this meeting is to help the community to use official data, physical evidence, observations, and anecdotes to document how well the service provider is utilizing resources. Come to the meeting prepared with the information you gathered during the research phase of the project as outlined in Lesson 2. You will want to have as much information about the service delivery sector as you're monitoring so you can make it available in an easy-to-understand and presentable way. At the first community meeting, make sure to follow 4 steps. 1. Provide background information to participants about what their entitlements are so they can compare what level of services they're supposed to receive versus actual service delivery. For example, do the official records show that there should be a certain type and quality of medical equipment in each of the community health centers? 2. Divide participants into discussion groups. You can choose to group people by demographics such as age, gender, or usage types such as students, teachers, parents, based on what you think will result in more effective discussion. You should strive to have 10 to 15 people in each group in order to generate a good discussion. 3. Ask participants to suggest indicators for how inputs are allocated, such as the number of textbooks available, the number of drugs available, sources of procurement for government projects, and etc. The goal is to develop an indicator for which a variance between actual and budgeted or entitled data can be compared. 4. Facilitate a discussion with participants on what is supposed to be provided, for example, entitlements identified in official documents, and what is in fact provided, for example, the actual experiences or observations of participants. Back this up with evidence or anecdotes if possible. Record indicators in a chart for easy comparison. The second community meeting should focus on developing the service delivery performance scorecard. The goal of this meeting is to help the community to qualify and rate the performance of service providers. At the second community meeting, make sure to follow 5 steps. 1. Divide participants into discussion groups. Again, you can consider grouping participants based either on demographics or usage of services. You should strive to have 10 to 15 people in each group in order to generate a good discussion. 2. Facilitate a discussion with each group about the service delivery with a goal of creating a set of criteria with which to evaluate its quality. Facilitators can initiate the discussion using some guiding questions such as the following, using local health services as an example. Are your local health services working well? Why do you say so? How will you know that the service is operating? How do you judge the performance of the local healthcare facility? What specifically do you look for in order to judge? If you don't use it, why not? What characteristics do you think define a well-run healthcare facility? 3. Decide on a set of performance criteria for the service being assessed based on questions made during the discussions. Ideally, you should strive for about 5 to 8 performance criteria, and they should be framed positively, meaning that a higher score is better. Make sure that the entire group agrees on the criteria. 4. Facilitate a discussion that guides the groups to provide a score for each of the criteria. 2 common yet different methods are individual voting and group consensus. The advantage of voting is that it ensures participation and equal opportunity and minimizes peer pressure. The advantage of group consensus is that the discussion often results in a well-considered score. In either case, it is important to allow debate among group members on scores and record differences of opinion in the notes. 5. Prompt the group to make suggestions about how the service can be improved based on the performance criteria they came up with once the group has agreed on a score for each of the criteria. These suggestions should include what the community can do as well as the service providers. What should you do after setting up the 2 community meetings? After the 2 community meetings, you should gather input from service providers by setting up a meeting with them. As with the community meetings, you should begin the meeting with the providers by helping them to understand the objectives of the scorecard project. Next, allow the service providers to conduct a self-evaluation of their own performance using the same scorecard process. Make sure to plan this meeting far enough in advance so that managers and other critical staff can attend. How can you ensure engagement between citizens and service providers? To ensure engagement between citizens and service providers, you need to set up an interface meeting. The interface meeting is a meeting where community members and providers come together to identify improvements. Remember, it is critical that both community members and providers are prepared to be sensitive to the other's feelings and constraints and view the process constructively. In addition to the community members and service providers, you can think about inviting elected lawmakers or government officials to observe the discussion. 4 steps will help you organize and conduct the interface meeting. First, on the day of the meeting, post all the charts you've created throughout this process so all participants have access to all the information. Second, open the meeting with a plenary session where you invite members of each of the earlier discussion sessions to summarize their scorecards. Make an extra effort to encourage women and young people to be among the presenters. Third, make sure that you or the facilitator take the lead to engage the community and the providers in an analysis of the scorecard results. The focus should be on highlighting common criteria and similar scores. Fourth, as a group, identify the main problem areas based on feedback from community members and providers, form a consensus on issues that need to be addressed, and lead in a discussion of how to make things better. For more information on community scorecards, see the operational manual for implementing the community scorecard process, available at www.sasanet.org. Conclusion. The important thing to remember about service delivery monitoring is that it is an ongoing project. If you succeed in making improvements in your community, they will only last if you and your fellow citizens remain vigilant in your monitoring efforts. In addition, you may have found that there are larger policy reasons why certain service challenges exist. Addressing those issues with an advocacy campaign at the local or national level may be the next step. Thank you for listening to Service Delivery Monitoring, How to Hold Government Accountable. For more detailed information on service delivery monitoring and additional resources to help in making government more accountable, visit www.nabs-iran.com.